to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for the Word of God this morning on this beautiful Saturday day that God created. Did you not know God created everything different in different days, Monday through Sunday? Thank God for His miraculous beauty, majesty. God is an awesome God, a God that we know we can't see, but we know we believe because He created us. He gave us His Spirit, His breath. He gave us His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a day it is to worship the Lord on a beautiful day. Whether it be rainy or sunny, I thank God for Jesus Christ because He is Lord of lords and King of kings. But I truly thank God for His righteousness. And I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Come and join with me as we journey along with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when it comes to the Word of God. God is love, and God is righteous. God is a God of all that we need to know and understand His Word. But God is good. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for each and every one of you who are able to hear the Word of God this morning. When you have pastors, teachers, ministers that come on the line, praise God. Take heed to what God is saying in their spirit, praise God. That God is preparing us of the outcome that we are facing right now. And we need to be ready. At all time, God is testing our faith. He is testing our faith and our walk with Him. So don't take things for granted, my brothers and sisters, those are in the body of Christ. Do what we got to do earnestly. Work it out, praise God. Work till the sun go down. But we got to keep going. We cannot afford to throw in the towel. But we got to learn to trust God every step of the way because He is righteous. And I'm going to read in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, pertaining to the 10 virgins. We are in the last days. Praise God. The tribulation is going to get stronger. But we that are faithful while we are on this earth, we're going to trust God every step of the way. We're going to put our trust more harder in God as ever before. We're going to endure, praise God, to the end. And thank God for He's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But most of all, we got to line ourselves with the Word of God. We got to line ourselves and what God requires of us when it comes to His Word, when it comes to His instruction, when it comes to obedience. Praise God. But we got to line up, really line up according to God's Word. And Father, I thank You for Your Word. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, Jesus was talking about the 10 virgins. And I thank God for Jesus. But I'm going to read out a different translation Bible. Praise God. But I thank God for Jesus. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish one took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise one, however, took oil in jars
along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." And that's it. We don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is soon to come, but he is coming for his church. We are the church of the living God, and God is coming for his church. You got to be ready at all times. But the main thing is, we cannot have no spots or wrinkle in our life. God is going to judge us according to the work that we are doing in this body. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The temple that God gives to you is a part of the Holy Spirit. But you got to line. We all got to line ourselves up with the word of God. Whatever you do in that temple, praise God, you're going to be judged. We all going to be judged according to whatever we do in this body. And Jesus was giving us a parable of the 10 virgins. And that's the same way with salvation. You cannot give what you can't afford to give to the other person. They have to get it as well. Same way with salvation. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, praise God, that's your all. But when the time comes, you can give them what you already had earned, what you had to go through to receive salvation. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name, for God is good. Hallelujah. But we got to strive more than ever before. We got to endure more than ever before. Our oil. Okay, what is the oil? Why God want us to have the oil? Well, the oil represents the Holy Spirit, praise God. That we have to receive more and more of the instruction from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. Praise God. It's not an it. It's a person. And we have to receive that spirit of righteousness. So that comes from praying, reading your word of God, stay before God day in and day out, fasting and praying, praise God, seeking the Lord, giving the revelation that God wants you to have. But most of all, we have to go into his rest and seek his glory, to seek what he wants us to have. Thank God. God wants to release some things that he wants you to know. He wants you to receive the revelation, the mystery of what's about to take place in your life on this earth. We got to have a strong discernment to know good and evil. But most of all, we thank God for his word. And the virgins, praise God, represent the church. Praise God. We are the church of the living God, and we got to be prepared for his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming back, praise God, but he's coming back for his church, for his bride, that we be holy, without any spots or wrinkle, And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, by the grace, praise God, that we need to be holy, without any spots or wrinkle. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. We got to be the pair of ourselves. We don't know the day nor the hour. You don't know on a typical day when you're not expecting. Jesus said, I'm come as a thief. Praise God. He that watches and keepeth his garment. Praise God. In the book of Revelation, Jesus talked about that. Praise God. So we got to prepare ourselves and the great things to come on this earth. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, don't be like the foolish virgin who did not work toward and building their oil. The wise, they did. They worked faithfully to build their oil. Praise God. To make sure they have enough oil when the bridegroom, and that is Jesus Christ, when he is coming. But the foolish, praise God, thank you, Jesus, did not take it serious enough. They did not take serious enough with their walk with the Lord. So in the days we are in perilous time, and it's coming. Praise God. Whether you take it or believe it or not, it's going to happen the way God said according to his word. And Jesus mentioned this. Praise God. That this generation is not going anywhere until all these things be fulfilled. So when we are in the place with the Lord, let's work hard to stay in place with God. Because we don't know, praise God. Don't be like the foolish virgin. Wait till the last minute. And by reading this, that's what happened. They wait till the last minute. And all that time, when they had supposed to have a relationship with God, they should be building their oil all the time. In the prayer room. In the prayer closet. Praise God. Reading, fasting, praise God. Whatever God required of them, they should have did it. But at that point, praise God, they wait till the last minute. And then they ask the wise, praise God, let us give us some of your oil. But the wise would let them know, that's all that I have, that little that made me, help me to get into the kingdom of God. So my brothers and sisters, we need to stop taking God for granted. We need to be sincere with our walk with the Lord. Because we don't know, like I said before, Jesus coming back, but we don't know when he's coming back. But we need to be ready not to take things for granted, but to hold fast to his word. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's hold on to the faith. Let's stand firm and believe what God said in his word and be like the wise virgin. Hold on to the oil that God gives to you. Hold on to it. Don't share it with no one, but share, praise God, but hold on what you got so that you can make it into God's kingdom. And you have a great and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.